이제부터 간증을 영어로 하도록 하겠습니다. I will now give my testimony in English. I still remember the day I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. I was sitting in my parents' bed with my brother and sister as my dad led us to salvation. That night, I acknowledged that I was a sinner and asked Jesus to come into my life. Deuteronomy 11:1 states, "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his rules, and his commandments always." And verses 18 and 19 read, "You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise." This was the model of my childhood. My parents stressed faith in God and the Bible in my upbringing. My father had become the pastor of our small church as he continued to work his full-time job. Our family prayed before meals and before we went to bed. Whenever my siblings and I would fight, my dad would encourage us to seek forgiveness from each other. My parents displayed God's love and followed God's word through their actions both within our family and to others, and I'm so thankful for them that they could be here today. A result of growing up in this environment was the identity I formed for myself. In my small town, where everyone knows everyone else, I was the pastor's kid. There was an expectation that I felt placed on me by people at school, that I would do what was right and never make a mistake. Teachers gave me responsibilities and trusted me to tell the truth. And this was the same with my friends too. If I ever swore or teased someone, my friends would question me, "Isn't your dad a pastor? Are you allowed to do that?" I loved the structure and comfort that the law gave me. I wanted to obey God's law, and I was disappointed in myself when I transgressed, but a shift had occurred. Instead of following God's commands because I loved him and wanted to honor him, I embraced a legalistic mindset. If I follow the law and do what the Bible says, that will bring me closer to God, I thought. But no one can follow the law perfectly. From then and until today, through relationships with friends and family, events in my life, both big and small, God has shown me my sins. I see my judgmental nature, my hatred and unforgiveness, my greed, my fear, and my unthankfulness. I want to be perfect, and I want to show others perfection. But no matter how hard I try or what I do, God has shown me that I cannot be perfect. This realization has kept me from loving myself. The identity that I had made for myself as a pastor's kid, or perfect Christian, or better than everyone else, had begun to dissolve. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." Colossians 1:21 and 22 says, "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him." Galatians 2:20 reads, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The identity I constructed for myself was flawed and impermanent, and I have learned that. But when I find my identity in Christ, that is where I find true peace. This is the Easter story and the Easter message. Through Jesus' death on the cross, I can be reunited with God, not by anything I do or don't do, but just through his grace once I believe in him. I'm thankful that I could finally be baptized this Easter Sunday after 20 years of living as a Christian by Pastor Kim in front of my parents, my friends, and all the... and all of you who have had an impact on my life. I humbly ask that you would pray for me as I commit to living my life, not for myself, but for Jesus, through the symbol of baptism, and that my profession of faith will not stop here in front of you all, but that God would work through me, through my failures and imperfections, to show his love to everyone I meet, and to complete the works that he has set out for me to do. Thank you.